Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, Word Nerds. Right off the bat, I will say thank you for listening. This is my fourth episode recording, so don't worry, I won't say that every time I record. Just letting you know. So, first word today, this is a prefix, ACR-ACRO-. This is from, I don't know if it's giving me a year. One, beginning, end, or tip, as in acronym. 2A, top, peak, summit, as in acropetal, P-E-T-A-L. 2B, height, as in acrophobia. And the etymology is saying this is from, I think, the Greek, akros, which means topmost or extreme. And this is akin to the Greek acme, which we read before, which means point. And there's more at the word edge. Next is acre, A-C-R-E. This is a noun from before the 12th century. 1A, an archaic definition, a field, especially of arable land or pasture land. 1B, plural. It has the synonyms lands and estate. 2. Any of various units of area, specifically a unit in the U.S. and England, equal to 43,560 square feet, or 4,047 square meters. And it says, see, at the word weight, there is a table. I wonder why it's at the word weight. That's interesting. 3. A broad expanse or great quantity, as in acres of free publicity. I would love to remember the numbers, 43,560 square feet or 4,047 square meters, because you never know when you're going to need that information about how big an acre is. I probably won't remember it, but I will try. Next is acreage, noun from 1859. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the etymology. Let's see if there's anything interesting. This is from the Greek agros, and perhaps the Latin agere, which means to drive, and there's more at the word agent. Again, I find it fascinating that the word agent and acre are somehow related in from many, many years past. I have mentioned that lots of episodes ago. I don't remember which one. Okay, sorry. Acreage, noun from 1859. Area in acres, and it just has the synonym acres. Next is acre-foot, acre-foot, noun from 1900, the volume as of irrigation water that would cover 1 acre to a depth of 1 foot. This reminds me of, I think it's foot candles, in stage, old stage plays. I think that's where the term originated, and it kind of morphed into the world of film. You will sometimes see the term foot candles to measure how much light there is. And it's similar to this acre foot, where it's like how much light is produced 1 foot away from the source, something like that. I don't remember, but I'm sure we'll read about it when we get there. Next is acre inch, noun, circa 1909, 1/12 of an acre foot. And if you think about it, that makes sense. If an acre foot is how much water fills 1 foot, a 1/12 of that is 1 inch. And probably because we're in America, this is an American English dictionary, we're not seeing anything like acre meter or acre centimeter. That would just be insane. But next is acrid, A-C-R-I-D, adjective from 1712. 1, sharp and harsh or unpleasantly pungent in taste or odor. Irritating is a synonym. 2, deeply or violently bitter. Acrimonious is a synonym, as in an acrid denunciation. And there's another synonym. It says, see the word caustic, C-A-U-S-T-I-C. Acridity is a noun. Acridly is an adverb. And acridness is a noun. And the etymology says it's a modified form of a Latin word, or the A-C-R, A-C-E-R prefix, which means sharp. And there's more at the word edge. Next is acridine. I think that's how it's pronounced. A-C-R-I-D-I-N-E. This looks like another scientific term or word. This is a noun circa 1877. A colorless crystalline compound, C13H9N, occurring in coal tar and important as the parent compound of dyes and pharmaceuticals. Next is acridine orange. Noun, circa 1909, a basic orange dye structurally related to acridine and used especially to stain nucleic acids. Next is acraflavine. Acraflavine. This is a noun from 1917. It is made combining acridine plus flavine. It is a yellow dye, C14H14N3Cl, used as an antiseptic, especially for wounds. Acrimonious, adjective from 1659. Caustic, biting, or rancorous, especially in feeling, language, or manner, as in an acrimonious dispute. Acrimoniously is an adverb. Acrimoniousness is a noun. Acrimony is the next word, a noun from 1542, harsh or biting sharpness, especially of words, manner, or disposition. Next is acritarch. Acritarch. A-C-R-I-T-A-R-C-H. Acritarch. This is a noun from 1963. Any of a group of fossil one-celled marine planktonic organisms of uncertain and possibly various taxonomic affinities held to represent the earliest known eukaryotes. And eukaryotes is E-U-K-A-R-Y-O-T-E-S. The etymology is Greek akritos, which means uncertain, and that is combining A plus kritos, or krinine, which means to decide, and then also akri, or archi, A-R-C-H-E, which means beginning, and there's more at the words certain and arch, the prefix arch, A-R-C-H. Next is acrobat, noun from 1825, 1. One that performs gymnastic feats requiring skillful control of the body. That's not me. 2A. One skillful at exercises of intellectual or artistic dexterity. also not me. To be, one adept at swiftly exchanging or adapting a position or viewpoint, as in a political acrobat. Yeah, I don't think that's really me either. Acrobatic is an adjective. Acrobatically is an adverb. This is from, looks like, the Greek acrobates, which is combining ACR plus banin, which means to go. And there's more at the word come, C-O-M-E. Acrobatics is next. This is a noun from 1882. One, the art, performance, or activity of an acrobat. Two, a spectacular, showy, or startling performance or demonstration involving great agility or complexity. Next and last word for today, acrocentric, adjective from 1945, having the centromere situated so that one chromosomal arm is much shorter than the other. And that is it for this episode. Again, thank you for listening. We will return in the next episode at the top of page 12. Should I tell you what the word is? It is acrolect. No idea what that is. That is it for today. Thank you for listening, as I've said now 3 times this episode, and goodbye.